This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. It is still unclear whether Colorado shoppers will see wine in grocery stores next year. CPR's Matt Bloom has more on one undecided race from last week's election.
The latest tally from the Secretary of State's office shows yes votes outpacing no's by 16,000 votes. Chris Fine is director of the state's largest association of independent liquor stores, which opposes Prop 125.
We're going to make sure that every vote is counted and hope that, you know, there's some votes out there that, but, you know, we're also realistic that, you know, things haven't been trending in our direction.
The razor-thin margin means the ballot question is likely headed to a recount. And if it's approved, grocery stores could start selling wine in March. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Colorado voters have approved giving around $300 million a year to affordable housing projects. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva.
Prop 123 requires the state to spend a certain portion of the yearly budget on affordable housing, but it doesn't raise taxes. Instead, it earmarks 2% of the revenue from income tax, and that money is projected to be about six times what the state currently spends on housing. The U.S. Census Bureau found Colorado is facing a shortage of about 250,000 homes. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife has set dates for new public meetings on its upcoming wolf plan. The agency will hear comments in Colorado Springs, Gunnison, Rifle, and Denver. The meetings are set for January and February. The state plans to release its wolf plan by the end of the year. It will detail how it will reintroduce wolves under a ballot measure voters approved in 2020. Governor Jared Polis begins his next term with a new chief of staff. Outgoing Colorado House Speaker Alec Garnett joined the governor's team. He'll replace longtime confidant Lisa Kaufman, who's advised Polis for 15 years. Garnett was term limited in the state house. Next on Morning Edition, President Biden at the G20 summit and unusually aggressive owls in the Pacific Northwest. Biologists can only guess what's behind some recent owl attacks. This is CPR News.